Good morning, everyone. My name is Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 25 years since 1992, 25 years of customer care, quality nutritional supplements, and everyday low price. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself with your health one step at a time. Our topic today is hormone havoc through the ages, and joining us is Lorna Vanderhaeg. Lorna is Canada's leading natural health expert who has been researching nutritional medicine for over 30 years. She has degrees in nutrition, biochemistry, and a master's degree in science. Lorna is the author of 13 books, including A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones. Good morning, Lorna. Thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
So hormones, they affect women of every age, and when in balance, everything will be good, but out of balance, there's a lot of side effects. Maybe we can start, Lorna, if you can give us a brief overview of this complex symphony of hormones.
Right. Hormones are complicated. We know that. Hormones affect men and women. Most people think about hormones, they think about estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. And those are powerful hormones, and they are actually, especially testosterone is found in both men and women. Estrogen and progesterone is part of the cycle that women go through every month. But there are lots of other hormones. There's hormones like insulin, which can determine whether or not we're going to have belly fat or not, and serotonin, which is our happy hormone. So there all of these hormones basically are powerful messengers, and they're telling thousands of things what to do in the body. And when they're all in balance, we feel fit and fabulous. And when they're out of balance, then we have lots of hormone havoc.
So what are some of the signs then of hormones being out of balance?
When we look at hormones out of balance in women, this is when we start to see things like PMS and period problems, ovarian cysts, uterine fibroids, breast lumps, hair loss. That's another big one that we see when hormones are out of balance. That particularly has to do with thyroid hormone often. And so those are just some of the symptoms. But, you know, the earliest warning signs our hormones are out of balance is period problems and PMS in teenagers. And if we ignore those symptoms, then women start to develop other problems like endometriosis, infertility, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and, of course, we hear a lot about menopause, but
yeah.
I think that the younger women tend to have a lot more problems than the women in menopause do.
So what creates this imbalance?
Well, that's a great question. The things that create the imbalance are our diets. So we tend to eat a lot of processed food in North America that are upsetting our hormones, as well as stress. You know, when we're chronically under stress, our estrogen levels skyrocket, and when we've got too much estrogen, then we start to see things like uterine fibroids and heavy periods and endometriosis and breast lumps and ovarian cysts. So diet plays a huge role. Stress is another one. And those two combined, I think, are probably the leading reasons why we see hormone imbalance in women in particular.
There's a term I came across when in researching our interview, and that was estrogen dominance. Can you give us a description of what's going on there, Lorna?
Yeah, well, I think most North American women think that they're estrogen deficient, and that's because the drug companies and the doctors spent a lot of time and money teaching women that we didn't have enough estrogen so they could prescribe the most common drug, which is called Premarin, which is an estrogen drug. But it's just not true. We've actually now learned through lots of research that's been done in North America that North American women are estrogen overloaded. So that's too much estrogen in relationship to our other hormones, and we call that estrogen dominance. And why that's happening is all of these environmental estrogens. So these are estrogens that are man-made, that are found in cosmetics. We are getting them in our water supply. Dairy products are high in estrogens. And all of these estrogens that we're exposed to in the environment start to build up in the fat tissue in our body, and we become estrogen overloaded. And so now, you know, when we were teenagers and our estrogen started surging, that's when we got our great curves. But too much estrogen and we get all this belly fat and all these female health conditions that I've already talked about that are associated with estrogen overload.
So now you mentioned stress, and previously here. Like, so how is stress also going to affect the hormones in the body?
Well, stress is the big killer, and stress also contributes to hormone havoc because one of the things that we have these great little adrenal glands, and men and women both have them, and the adrenals sit on top of our kidneys, and they help us deal with stress. They manufacture the hormone cortisol, which is our fight or flight hormone. It helps us deal with all the stressors that are going on in our daily life. When it comes to women in particular, when we have our adrenal glands stressed out, we'll call it from too much stress, those adrenals are your backup hormone system in women. So when their ovaries shut down at menopause, their adrenals are going to kick in and make their hormones for them. So women who've been under lots of stress during their 20s, 30s, and 40s, when they hit 50 and need those adrenals to make their hormones for them, if they've been under lots of stress, the adrenals become what we call exhausted. And exhausted adrenals can't manufacture estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and DHEA. And these women tend to have a horrific menopause with lots of terrible, nasty symptoms. And one thing I have to say is that men are also affected by this adrenal exhaustion.
Yeah.
When men have adrenal exhaustion and their adrenals become tired, this is when they develop the beer belly and the breasts and erectile dysfunction and have no energy. So stress is a big contributor to hormone havoc, and most women have no idea that their little adrenal glands are going to make their hormones for them during their 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond.
So back to, again, the estrogen dominance, and you're saying that it's in our environment. So cosmetics have that, right?
Yes, we see the environmental estrogens in things such as parabens, so methylparaben, propylparaben. People should be reading their labels, and if they see the words parabens, don't buy it, because remember, the skin is an excellent delivery system for drugs and medications. So if you put a cream on your skin that's full of parabens, these parabens are highly estrogenic, and they're absorbed into the body and increase your estrogen load. So they can be quite disrupting.
And I was also reading about the foods that we eat. Chicken, farmed fish, and so on?
Beef. This is the reason why we're always telling people, eat organic, buy organic, because pesticides fit right into your estrogen receptors, just like estrogen that's made by the body. So we really, you know, want to make sure that we're not increasing this estrogen load by eating all these pesticides. And buy organic dairy products, because then we know that the cows haven't been fed any kind of hormones or estrogen-enhancing ingredients. This is the reason why we want people to buy wild, free-range, organic whenever they possibly can, literally to reduce their estrogen load. And, you know, the thing is, if you can't, because often, you know, if you're living in a major center, you've got access to a lot of this, but possibly if you're in a smaller community, you may not have access or can't afford the organic, free range, and wild. We've got lots of help in the health food store as well.
Yeah, and there's the side effects of all that estrogen. You've mentioned several there so far, like you talk about PMS and the exhaustion, the weight gain, thinning hair you associated with thyroid. So this estrogen's affecting all the hormones, the adrenal hormones, the thyroid.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because what happens when these hormones all talk to one another, so when one hormone becomes too high, then the other hormones, of course, get disrupted. And so we want to make sure that we keep these hormones in balance. They all have a place and a role in the body, and when a hormone like estrogen, which is a really powerful hormone, becomes too high, it can disrupt all the other hormones, particularly progesterone, which helps you sleep, and these other hormones as well.
So women in their 30s and 40s, they're in that stage they call perimenopause. And some women in their 30s are trying to get pregnant and they're having difficulty. So that's going to be associated with this estrogen overload as well?
Absolutely. You know, we have infertility. We've got 1 in 6 women of childbearing years that are having a very hard time getting pregnant. And a lot of it has to do with all this estrogen. We also see a common condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is another condition that is also leading to infertility. And that's where we see super, super high levels of testosterone. And we see blood sugar and insulin imbalance as well. And women with polycystic ovarian syndrome, they get the symptoms such as they can be overweight, they can get more acne, they can have male facial hair growth, their skin and hair tends to be greasier, and they'll have irregular periods and infertility. So when we look at our diet and our lifestyle and all of these things that are contributing to hormone havoc, when we have a woman who's got infertility, we have to start looking at all of these issues that could be creating the infertility instead of just being told you have unexplained infertility, which is what 80% of the infertile women are told.
So thyroid plays a role too with weight gain, and you said hair loss and so on.
Yeah, we have an epidemic of low thyroid in Canada. We have about 26% of the population that's currently taking thyroid medication. We have another 30% of people walking around with low thyroid that have yet to be diagnosed. And thyroid is just so involved in many, many systems in the body. I mean, I think literally the thyroid tells everything what to do. Your thyroid determines if you're going to be happy or sad. Your thyroid is involved in whether or not you're going to gain weight, your heart rate, whether you're freezing cold or not. And the thyroid talks to the adrenals. The two of them have a complete feedback mechanism. And we've got big problems today because it's hard for women to get diagnosed with low thyroid. And literally, we have an epidemic. So the symptoms of low thyroid are freezing cold, losing your hair, weight gain, and you can't lose the weight. You feel like you're pushing yourself through the day. You can have irregular heartbeat as well. So there's lots of symptoms associated with low thyroid.
There seems to be, and through menopause too, I've read that there seems to be an increase in the prescription of antidepressants. What's happening there?
Yeah, that's a big one. Well, I think after the Women's Health Initiative study, which was halted back in 2004, this is where they were trying to prove that Premarin and Provera were safe. And they designed an 8-year study, and at the 5-year mark, they halted this clinical trial because they found that the Premarin and Provera were increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes, blood clots, breast cancer. And as a result of that, a lot of doctors told women, stop taking Premarin and Provera. A lot of women threw their hormones in the garbage, and women were literally left with nothing. And as a result, doctors started prescribing antidepressants in record numbers to treat all these menopausal symptoms that women were not getting relief from because they were no longer prescribing Premarin and Provera. You know, the thing for me is that we have solutions in the health food store for all of these situations. Women should walk into a health food store first if they start to have hormone problems. For the women that are estrogen dominant, I developed a product, actually it was the very first product I ever developed, called EstroSmart to get those periods back to normal, to put that hormonal acne into remission and to start to shrink things like ovarian cysts and uterine fibroids and breast lumps so that we didn't have to go the drug route. And my recommendation to women is that they go to my website at Hormone Help, so the word hormone and the word help, HELP.com, and read the free books and the information there so that they can look for the safer solutions that are going to get to the underlying cause of these problems right at the root cause and solve the problem in the first place.
Lorna, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. And when we come back after the break, let's talk some more about those natural solutions.